So, do you want some of my bananas?
I'm gonna decline.
Are you sure?
This yeah. This is a
pretty good banana. Look at me cut this banana.
I like how you're knowingly...
Tasty banana.
You're knowingly making sure not to say bread at the end.
What are you talking about? This is banana.
I gave Blake a loaf of my mom's banana bread because she's been begging me to give it away.
Banana.
You're making Pepper upset.
I'm halfway through this loaf.
The entire loaf?
And I got it less than an hour ago.
Yeah.
Banana. Banana unana.
Lucy.
Maybe it's Pepper. Just kind of.
It's a weird thing.
Hey. I'm eating banana.
The headphones. I'm gonna escort them upstairs.
Hey guys. Today. I just want you to know that I'm eating banana this episode. And now that Lauren's gone, I'm gonna take over this podcast. Like, hey.
I just needed...
You didn't hear anything. What?
What?
Hi. What?
Are you telling them your plan to kill me?
Yeah. I mean, no.
You know, that's kind of disappointing.
Alright, guys. So, well... She's located in the northern... Hemisphere. We'll just find her window.
Just look it up on Google Maps.
Yeah, Lauren's house.
Where does Lauren live? It gives you a direct map to my house.
I could just ask Zach.
Wait.
I can be like, yo, Zach.
Oh, no.
You want to come murder Lauren with me?
He'd be down. I think we had a conversation a year ago about it over Instagram or something. Something about I think it was about him killing me or something.
That's pretty good.
I don't know.
That's why I love him.
I don't know, because I barely remember the conversation, so I don't know if he does.
He for sure does. Zach doesn't forget anything.
I remember because I was on the St. Louis missions trip at the time. Don't look at me like that. Ugh.
This reminds me of the coffee cake. At work.
Are you calling my mom's cooking dry?
It's a little dry.
It's only because it's been out for like a day.
I know. But I was tempted to throw it in the microwave.
You can throw it in the microwave. No one's stopping you.
I know. But then I'd eat the whole loaf.
You already are eating the whole loaf.
So?
Okay.
You're not the boss of me.
You're right, but I am older.
You know what I had today to eat?
That.
I've only had a Clif Bar and a cinnamon walnut strudel with honey almond schmear from my work. And a coffee.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a white chocolate and caramel cold press.
That sounds good. Was
it
good?
It's really good. It's my regular, but I only put like 3 pumps of white chocolate and caramel in.
My burps aren't what they used to be.
It's because you need more Coca-Cola.
I need more Coke.
Mm-hmm. No. Serving size 1 can.
Damn.
90 calories per serving.
Why does my dad get these little ones?
Or you can get two little ones for the price of one big one.
Wow.
The price being calories if you count those.
I don't.
I don't either.
I like to think they're irrelevant at this stage of my life.
Can you tell that I don't count calories?
I do.
Because I don't eat anything and then I go to have a giant loaf of banana bread.
That's how I've lived these past few weeks. So.
I'm not going to eat anything once I get 40 hours.
No, you aren't.
I'm going to be. Gosh. Thin as a rail. Still.
The upside about working at a grocery store is that you can always go to the freezer section and get stuff. But it's also bad because I'm spending money.
Yeah.
Because I'm too lazy to pack my own crap.
So you just take food at...
Yeah. You take it, but how good do you feel about it inside?
I feel great.
Okay.
Like, finally I'm getting something out of this.
That's how I feel.
It's what I deserve it. I don't get benefits.
Yeah. I'm so tired, and I don't know why. Oh, did I tell you, a few nights ago, I thought I lost my entire outline for my story? Like, everything?
That's funny.
That's not funny. It was like 1 a.m. I was crying.
That's really funny.
No, it's not!
Yeah, it is.
Like, I used this one app. And I was trying to, because I have an iPad and I just use a Bluetooth keyboard, for those of you who don't know how I write. But I was typing something, and then I don't really know what happened. I was reaching for something, and my hand brushed the screen, and it took me to a different page, and then when I came back, it just kept saying error. So I logged out, and I tried logging back in, and it said it couldn't find my account. So
that's pretty funny.
And then I had work at 8 a.m. and I was crying really hard. And then before I went to work, I tried again, and it logged me back in perfectly fine. And that was like, that was after I left a scathing review on the app store. So I think the app creator just felt super bad. Because I was so mad.
I was like, whoop-dee-doo.
It was a really stressful time for me.
I can tell.
But I got everything back, and it's fine. It's fine. Oh, God.
I had a bagel today.
You told me you had a bagel today. Mm-hmm.
It was a pretty good bagel.
You also alluded to that fact.
Mm-hmm.
How's your life been outside of work, buddy?
It's been pretty good. I'm on antidepressants. Can you tell?
No. But to be honest, I'm not that observant about most things.
Well, I got them like a week ago from tomorrow.
So it's new. How's that going?
It's going pretty good. I've had some side effects.
Like?
Some that are TMI.
Okay.
Another one.
There it is!
Another one that is TMI.
Okay.
It's
all TMI?
Mostly.
Okay. Chill.
I've had some nights I had trouble sleeping, but some nights I went to sleep for a long time. which I was scared about, because if I were to do that on a day I work...
I understand. I've been there. Mm-hmm. And then, if you're a good enough employee, you walk up to your boss and say, sorry, I overslept. They'll be like, it's fine.
Oh, yeah, like, all of my managers would be like, oh, okay. Especially because I've gone in so much when I didn't need to. Yeah. They'd probably be like, okay.
Like,
you've come in plenty of times. We don't care.
Like, my coworker came in, like, 11 minutes late. And then she talked to our boss about it. And my boss was like, oh, that's fine. I was late, too, because my dog was doing something really cute, and I didn't want to leave her. And
I feel like that would be one of my bosses.
I'm like, that's valid. I think I'd be scared if any of my bosses found out about this podcast.
Can I just...
That's... You're playing with fire there, man.
Yeah, I am. That's how I roll.
Hide the lighters.
Hide the lighters.
Hide the lighters. You know, as you put that on your head, I feel the obligation to tell you that I tried killing bugs with that, so.
This is Blake's descent into madness.
It's okay. He has a duster right now, anyways.
I don't even know where it was before.
You didn't know what it was?
No, yeah. I didn't know where it was.
Oh, where this was?
Yeah.
I don't know. I moved
it. Was
it
somewhere over here.
Yeah. Time's trippy.
Traffic was pretty slow.
I... what did you... Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was rush hour.
And no one knows how to drive because mm-hmm. they're mostly all from the high school.
Mm-hmm.
And they're horrible drivers.
One thing that gets on my nerves is when people go into the middle of the intersection when it's, like, standstill traffic on a highway.
Yeah, but also, they go in the middle. Like, are they boxed in by two other cars?
Yeah.
I do that.
Of course you do.
Because if I don't get to go, no one gets to go.
Lauren.
Okay, I might be rude and mean, but it's annoying. I just want to get out of there and get home.
But still...
As long as I'm not pulled over for it, it's legal.
It's not legal.
It's legal.
It is not legal.
It's legal.
You're not supposed to do that.
I'll stop.
Like, you she can, won't. You can get pulled over for that.
But I haven't.
So? Until I see a cop do it,
I'm not doing it. I've seen a few cops do stuff that's illegal.
Like what? Catch criminals?
There's such thing as corruption in the police force.
They're all catching criminals.
Not all of them.
All of them are catching criminals.
Not all.
All of them. All of them are catching criminals.
Maybe some of them are trying to do their job. I just think there's a secret. I think everyone has something wrong with them. I can't trust anything.
I think you're the weird one.
You're probably right.
You know, for working at a coffee shop, I yawn a lot.
It's fair. So, say, when you work in the mornings... Do you have any customers that go, like, enter the store just in their pajamas?
No.
Okay.
I wish.
Because I do that when I go to Starbucks and I'm not working. Like, early in the morning when I drop my mom off. Like, I come in and I'm in, like, my pajama sets or something, and I look homeless. Because I don't care what I look like outside of my life. Because I usually look pretty good anyways. But I think the Starbucks people are starting to think it's weird.
I hope so.
Especially since they all know who I am. I go there often enough.
Yeah.
For them to know who I am.
I go to my store enough that the employees know who I am.
Shut up. Shut up. The baristas know my name at work.
I'm trying to think of what happened. I have a lot of regulars.
Yeah, so do we.
And it's the best thing once you start memorizing drinks. There's this old man who always comes in to get two medium white chocolate mochas.
You're exposing him if he listens to this podcast.
No, I'm not. There's this guy who always gets a small Americano. He came in and got a power protein bagel. Not toasted, not sliced.
Wow.
Just straight
Holy
up.
Crap. I'm sorry.
There's this guy. Actually, no, he did get it toasted.
Oh.
There's this guy who always gets a medium milk chocolate mocha. Who kind of, I think, half expects me to remember him. Which I do.
Okay.
Yeah. There was this one guy who wanted a drink that was blended. And I was like, dude, it's cheaper if you get this drink and it's the same exact drink.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm technically not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
But
he's probably like, why it's in an establishment in shambles.
He's like, oh, thank you. There was this one guy who wanted a bagel toasted with lots of butter.
That's
so
concerning.
I gave him the bagel with lots of butter, and he's like, thank you, brother. Oh. Loads of butter, you have another happy customer. And I'm like, great, thanks. You can show that by putting something in the tip jar.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Is it? I was helping out this couple from Dublin like a week ago. Gonna sneeze.
Bless you.
I don't need to sneeze anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it when that happens. Anyways. There was this couple that I was helping out with a repackage. They were from Dublin. And I mentioned that I'm half Irish on my mom's side. And they were like, do you have family over there? And I was like, yeah, I have family over there. He's like, the guy was like, so where are you from? And he was like this really tall guy with a cane, and then his wife was really short. And, like, I don't know if she was pissed off with me or not, but I don't know. You can't tell with them.
That's the case with some of my customers.
Yeah, but they asked me where I was from, and my family's from a noticeably, like, if you have an idea of what's going on in Irish and British politics right now, the place my family is from is firmly against the British. suffice to say, not given any more, I'm not saying anything else about that because you never know who's listening. Talking to you, Queen Elizabeth II. I'm not letting you destroy my family. I told them, is it County Roscommon is where my family's from. And the lady was like, oh, because in Dublin, they're all Protestants.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a huge issue with Catholics and Protestants.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the lady was like, okay. And then the dude was like, that's a beautiful country. God bless the Irish. And then I was like, holy crap, what's going on? And he's like, you gotta come home. And then he picks up a hat and he's like, how do I look in this hat? And I'm like, splendid. And his wife's like, put it down, we have to go. I'm like, okay. He's like, go home, Lauren. Thank you for your help. And I'm like, so what just happened? Like, work, I love work, but it's also very confusing.
I have to ask people a lot of questions.
I'm required to, work, but I don't.
But like, regarding their order.
Okay.
So I just feel bad at some points. I'm like, oh, this question. And they're like, oh, it's just going to be an easy day where they only ask me this question. And then I'm like, do you have this thing? Do you have this thing? Can I get a name? And they're like, oh.
I have just have to ask.
This is a lot.
I have to ask, hey, hello, ma'am or sir. Do you have any questions about anything? Do I have to help you find something or something like that? And it's really stressful.
Doesn't sound stressful.
Well, okay, it might be stressful for you because you're in a time crunch, but I am terrified of other people.
I get freaked out when I don't have enough pennies.
That's fair. When I cashier, I have that fear too.
One time, I only had, like, 20s, 10s, and 1s. I don't even think I had 10s. And I asked this lady if I could just give her a bunch of change in 1s. Oh. She's like, people would... Yeah, of course, they pay the same. People might question my profession. I'm like, ha ha ha, funny. Yeah. And I gave her 17 1s.
That's I mean, that one movie's coming out, Hustlers, about the strippers.
Yeah.
Who steal from Wall Street men. I mean, she could go to that movie and just pay in $1 bills.
Yeah. I hope she does. I hope she went to her family being like, yeah, the barista gave me 17 ones.
I guess I was a good customer.
Yeah.
That was a horrible joke. That was a terrible joke. But, we had an agenda for this week.
Did we?
I was trying to formulate one, but all the questions I was looking up seemed useless. Like, actually useless. And this has only been going for 23 minutes. 24 now.
Jeez, are we just gonna be like, hey, patched in's like 4 seconds.
I know. Oh God. We could take this opportunity to yell at 24, Apple.
24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34. All right, why were we yelling at Apple?
Apple or Anchor, because we haven't been put on
Apple Pods.
Apple Podcasts, even though we're like, we've been there for a while. And it'd be easier It'd be easier to have that platform. Because then people can actually rate your podcast. And download it and stuff like that. But. So Anchor, what's your issue?
What's the deal?
What's the dealio? See, I know some lawyers, okay?
No, you don't.
I know people
who are... You know Ruben.
I know
Ruben. And you know Bryce.
I mean, all you really need...
is Ruben. I know.
I kind of want to see a lawyer sitcom where it's like... But it's like a lawyer team of Ruben and Bryce. Just to see how that would work out.
It's basically Bryce and my friendship.
I don't know. Ruben's different, dude.
He referred to Buddha as the Broodmaster last night.
That sounds like him.
He's like, man, you can't not to disrespect the Broodmaster.
Oh my god.
Ruben.
I've never hated something more.
That is the funniest thing.
Dang, why don't I get to work with him often? Ugh.
The Broodmaster. Ha 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 ha.
It sounds like the new mascot for Bud Light.
The Broodmaster.
I don't know. But I think it'd be funny.
Is this where you went to high school?
Yeah.
Did you pick it up?
I did. I think it's like over there or something. Or if it's not there, it's in my yearbook. Oh wait, no, there it is. He found my high school diploma. I picked it up like 2 months after we graduated.
I did too.
And
I also had to pick up my flute. So I was like, hey, Matthew, I need to get into the band room. He's like, why do you need to go in the band room? I'm like, because I have a piece of equipment that is worth more than your job.
Stupid Matthew.
Stupid Matthew.
What if he listens to this podcast?
I hope he does.
Jeez.
There you go. Now you've got a beautiful diploma.
Oh, yes. The memories of high school. More specifically, the memories of leaving it. Can't wait to burn this someday.
Oh, I hope you do. That would be kind of funny. Do you have a high school diploma?
No, I burned it the instant I graduated.
Not a physical copy, but I have the... But I can tell you that I graduated high school.
I'll take a picture before I burn it, just to show people I have proof of it.
I should Photoshop... my diploma, so it looks really bad. So I can be like, look, I graduated high school, and it looks like it was written on with crayon.
Take, like, one of those, like, hi, I graduated kindergarten.
Yeah.
Or something. Oh my god. That'd be hilarious.
I'm going to.
Do it.
Oh, I should have brought my computer. So I could have started working on it now.
Oh my
because I'm
God.
Gonna forget as soon as I get home.
I'll text you.
Okay.
But let's be real, I might forget to text you.
Yeah, you.
But I don't really care about this little piece of paper signifying that I've graduated. I don't really care. I just want it out of that place. Is this our ASMR episode?
Today we count change.
Okay, this... What?
Yeah, these are the new quarters.
Holy crap, this doesn't even look real.
I know. It doesn't feel real, it doesn't... As soon as I opened up a new pack of quarters, I was like, this isn't a quarter.
This is a stupid new thing. San Antonio Missions.
It doesn't even have the same weight of a quarter.
No, that's stupid. Why?
I don't know. Because the government was like,
I hate
hey.
The government. You can quote me on that.
The government was like, whoop-de-doo, new quarters.
I do actually want someone to quote me on that. So if you have a picture of me, make it like an inspirational quote, like a hang in there. Hang in there.
I hate the government.
I hate the government.
Look at, oh, that penny was on its side.
Ugh, stupid pennies. This you know, pennies have little to no economic value now.
Yeah. But it's also nice when
also, they're
people
putting...
need like
and I
0.2
think...
cents, 0.02 dollars.
I think, and I also think, isn't the penny the one they're changing to Harriet Tubman or someone?
I hope so. No, it's the 100.
100? Okay.
I think.
I was pretty sure it was the penny at one point. Or something. Someone was being changed to a penny.
I think it's the 100.
Okay.
Which is also stupid.
Yeah. I mean, we don't need another dead white man on a piece of our cash.
Sacagawea was on the dollar coin.
That's fair. I like that. But other than that, we usually have...
Martin Luther King Jr. isn't on a coin.
No.
He might be. I'm sure some coin somewhere he's on there.
I wanna...
The Confederates.
In an ironic turn of events.
Yeah. You remember when the Confederacy was a thing? They had Martin Luther King Jr. before he was born. On a piece of...
Oh my...
On a piece of currency. Fact check me on that, I swear.
Hear that, everyone who wants to challenge everything Blake said. Oh. Man, that's a lot of pennies.
Yeah. You see, I can Photoshop.
You can Photoshop.
Just Photoshop the $100 bill with Martin Luther King Jr. on it.
Hey, this is Minnesota. Man, our the back of this quarter, our design sucks. Land of 10,000 lakes, the loon, and then... Is this all we are to people? Disgusting. We are so much more than outdoorsy woodland creatures.
No, we aren't.
We are.
No.
Have you even been... to the cities. The city is beautiful. And I also find it really scary sometimes. But that's only because I have this overwhelming fear that everyone's out to murder me.
I have $9.42.
Sweet.
You wanna go to Target?
I don't think... What would you get with all this money at Target?
A popsicle.
A single... I don't think they sell individual popsicles at Target.
Well, they're going to have to with all this money.
I do know someone in grocery.
Perfect.
I don't know if... I don't really... I can't say that out loud because this is recording. And I don't want to insult anyone, especially if I end up telling him about this podcast.
He doesn't have to know.
He doesn't have to know. That's true. But I also don't want someone being like, hey, Lauren from Softlines is talking crap about you. Listen to her podcast.
That would be some pretty good advertising.
Okay, fans of the podcast, spread the word.
I don't know about you, but that would be some pretty good.
That'd be hilarious, especially if
Yo,
we had
dude,
no one.
She's talking crap about you. Go check her out on.
Especially if there was no relation, like if we didn't know the person.
Yeah.
Like, where DJ lives, like he walks up to some random person. Here, look, I hear Lauren's talking crap about you on her podcast.
It's like those stupid Instagram things when someone gets hacked. It's like, you're on the top. Wait, I think I've got one. It's some stupid crap. that I'm gonna keep on talking to you guys about until I find a post that says it. Watch, guys, it's stupid.
It's listen, so stupid. Listen,
Blake, OMG, you are actually on the Instagram worst wall. All your pics are on it. You're actually ranked 29. It's really messed up. You can actually see who added you on there. And I'm like, first of all, that would be kind of stupid because there are some pretty terrible pictures on Instagram, and none of these are terrible.
Like, yeah.
That would be pretty impressive if...
That would have been hilarious. What if I was the one who actually nominated you for that? That'd be even more hilarious.
This is stupid.
That is stupid.
Yeah.
Best wife. What the heck?
This is stupid.
Yeah.
This is stupid.
Show this receipt at exit, what?
Thank you, Toronto International Airport Customs and Border Patrol, for this stirringly beautiful new headshot. Effective immediately, not a joke.
Oh my gosh. That's a horrible picture.
This is a horrible picture.
She's not wearing a good dress, in my opinion. But also, that's in a weird...
It looks like tinfoil.
Yeah. I want someone to make me a tinfoil dress. Oh, I do. I follow her on Twitter. She's awesome. She always has the best tweets. Yeah, that's the worst. Horrible photo.
Why are
absolutely
we...
terrible.
Alright, now we're gonna show this on screen.
Alright, turn on the cameras! Yeah. But seriously, if you guys want to advertise it by saying that, fully do it. Just don't do it at the place I work. But the reason I loathe this person, it's because, like, I don't know.
Are you gonna go on with it?
I might. Because
you're not going anywhere with this.
No, because I'm trying to find words that are nice, but also scathing.
Don't.
Okay.
Just find scathing words.
Just find scathing words. Scathing words, it wouldn't be a... We'd have to make this podcast explicit.
Well, we can bleep it out in post.
No. He's pretty much an F-boy.
Mm.
That's why I hate him.
Yeah.
And he doesn't... He's not aware of it. But he is.
It's kind of funny.
I don't know. He calls me Top Gun. And I have no idea why. Well, actually...
I'm gonna have Bryce call you Top Gun from now.
Don't.
Hey, Siri.
Don't do that.
Text the Bryce foreclosure.
Oh there gosh. We go.
What do you want to say?
Call Lauren Top Gun from now on.
Your message to the Bryce foreclosure says call Lauren Top Gun from now on. Ready to send it?
Send.
Why would you do that? Send. He's not gonna do it.
I wish he did.
He barely calls me by my own name.
I was talking to Ruben about you and Bryce.
Oh no.
He's like, so, is Lauren and that one guy official now? Jenny didn't even know.
Yeah, I didn't tell anyone. I don't know if he told anyone.
And, we were like, oh,
for the past, like, 3 months.
Like, they are. And he's like, oh, yeah. Do they do anything?
Jesus.
And I'm like, they haven't even held hands. And he's like,
what was that?
That's crazy. or something.
We're both a little awkward.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm a little more awkward.
And I'm like, I'm pretty sure they haven't even made eye contact. And Ruben's like, yeah.
We've made eye contact.
But also, you know, Lauren, nobody can make eye contact with her because she like looks the other way.
Because eye contact terrifies me. It's just another piece of vulnerability I don't want.
Let me guess. I need to do is listen to the podcast to know why.
He's catching on very quick.
No.
Why? You gotta throw him off your scent.
Yeah.
Take your money.
Just
clip.
Call her Top Gun from now on.
Please don't.
And it'll be all good.
Don't listen to him. If everyone...
Send her a text right now that says, "Hey, Top Gun."
He's not gonna do it. He's not gonna do it.
I really want your phone to light up.
Here, I'll turn off Do Not Disturb, which my phone is on at all times, so you can never reach me.
Oh, I know. I've tried to reach you, like, on my way here.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, you wanna... Is it okay if I come over now?
A good time.
And you responded... Granted, I was driving.
Why were you texting and driving?
I wasn't.
Okay.
You texted me 3 minutes ago, 3 minutes after, which wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't, but...
But it gets bad. Sometimes I ask you something...
At least I'm not as bad as Bryce!
Sometimes I ask you something... that I need within the minute. You respond to me like 2 hours later.
With what?
And I'm like, Lauren, what the heck? And you're like, oh, you know.
When did that happen last?
I'm sure that happened sometime. Right now I've got to go through our texts.
Oh my god.
You texted me 22... Oh, wait, that was me. I'm sure there's something here. Just watch. Just watch.
That meme.
Just watch. Oh, yeah, here we go.
What?
I'm free later tonight after 8:30, and then tomorrow and Friday. Okay. Because
I was at work. I can't text during work.
Yeah, you can.
Okay, I can if I hide in a place where no one can see me. I bet if I whipped out my phone and I wasn't playing games on it, I was just texting, Deborah would be okay with it. Oh no. Oh no. No, Bryce!
All right, open it up.
I had so much faith in you!
This is what Blake texted me in the last 5 minutes. Call Lauren Top Gun from now. Just call her Top Gun from now on and it'll be all good. Send her a text that says, "Hey, Top Gun." Yeah.
No!
No, Lauren! This is for I want you to
Stop.
Call me Top Gun.
This is just another nickname I can't shake. It's like Verde Beater all over again.
All right. Now we wait.
Jesus, no.
We ran out of... All right, so this text from your mom... reminds me of something, because we ran out of, like, every substitute.
That's her Starbucks order that she wanted me to get.
We ran out of, like, every substitute, except for oat milk, which I think we ended Like, we ended the night without any oat milk.
I don't know why, but oat milk is a hilarious word.
Yeah. So, we ran out of everything, and everyone's like, can I get almond milk? And we're like, no, you can't. And they're like, oh, can we get coconut milk? And we're like, no, we're out of, like, every substitute.
You're like that John Mulaney.
And they're like,
Delta.
And they're like, ooh, then what do you have? And we're like, oat milk. And they're like, what's oat milk? And we're like, oh, it's this pretty good milk.
Have you tried it?
And we, like, give them a sample of straight oat milk. They're like, wasting oat milk, which was our last substitute.
Why would you do that?
So now we only have 2% in skim and whole.
I mean, I would not want to work at a coffee shop. Mostly because I'd break down crying. Like, not just once a day, not twice. More than once.
Alright, when's... I need Bryce to text you.
He's probably assumed that you tied me to a chair. And... like... or he's debating whether or not to actually call me Top Gun.
I hope he does. I really want... I want you to text Lauren Top Gun.
I don't even think he's seen Top Gun.
Oh, here we go. At 7:55 on August 2nd...
Okay, I was also working.
No, you weren't!
How do you know?
Because you wouldn't pass by this opportunity... even if you were at work.
I don't know what text messages I get. I'm gonna pull out my calendar right now.
Alright, so we're gonna have Lauren trapped in her house like normal. And we're gonna throw her out by hey Lauren. just letting you know. There's motion at your porch. I hope it's Bryce. Do you think I can look at it and see? I hope I don't it's know. Yeah, of course. I wonder if it's Bryce at the porch. Let's find out next time on Dragon Ball Z.
Okay, so I was wrong. Unless I had a shift and I didn't write it down, it looks like from this calendar I was not working on the 2nd. Mm. What was I doing on the 2nd?
I don't know. But it doesn't look like working.
Did Bryce and I hang out?
It doesn't look like working.
I'm bad at answering texts.
Bryce just texted.
Oh my gosh. You get more excited about that.
Like the movie? Yeah. Just like the movie.
Okay, he knows it's not me because I don't put... because you're not putting periods at the end. You don't know. We don't even... I don't even use emojis.
Exactly. Now you do.
No! Don't do that! Don't! You did it, which I'm happy about. But that could have been so bad.
He wouldn't have known what it...
He wouldn't have, but it still is insulting.
You used the wrong duel.
I know.
She said, should I just duel Zach for Bryce's honor? And then she corrected herself.
That's just the kind of person I am.
5 minutes after the fact. I'm not joking.
I think I was just... What time was that at?
11:43.
Okay, that's the thing. It's close to midnight, I'm bound to make a few mistakes.
But it took 5 minutes.
Because I was probably exhausted.
No, Zach slept with him. Ah, yes, Bryce mentioned that they slept together. I feel like if you took... Ah, yes, Bryce mentioned that they slept together. Like, it out. Like, if you just had that, it's just a perfect text message.
I know. The beginning of the conversation, you were like...
Bryce sleeps in his clothes, laying over his blankets.
Yeah.
I am exposing Bryce.
I was really confused by that because I was like, why are you telling me this? I think that's what I texted you,
yeah.
Actually. Yeah.
I don't know. I just thought you should know. One more question. How do you know this? Are you stalking him? With no comma. No. Zach slept with him.
We should go through a dramatic reading of all of our texts.
Ah, yes. Bryce mentioned that they slept together. Yes, they did. Good for them. Are you jealous? Do I seem like the jealous type? Newsflash, I'm not. I think you are.
Nope.
Nah, son. For sure. Should I just duel Zach for Bryce's honor? Asterisk duel. Do it. It's too much work. Lobster's gonna be left-handed.
At what time?
2:12 in the morning.
Yeah, that was me and him.
That night. Like, 2 hours.
I also texted Bryce at that time, too, telling him the same fact. Because I just wanted to spread it all. Spread the facts.
I feel like I should read some of my best texts. So I've been getting some pretty funny texts recently.
Cool.
Wait.
Hold on. Why can't I have my phone next to me?
No, you just can't. Because you're gonna do the thing.
I can really tell that Bryce is struggling with responding.
So I have a... Do I still have it? Oh, I better still have it. Oh, here we go. I got a text at 4:48 in the morning on Friday. Like, this past Friday, obviously. That says, "Well, Mr. Kong, this is Matt. Unfortunately, your daughter robbed me for $500, and I've been very patient, but she wants to laugh in my face. So if you could pay me or talk some common sense into her... That would be great. She is not welcome in my home due to the fact that she stole and robbed me, so feel free to get back to me ASAP. Thanks, and please don't let her talk this down. This is a very serious matter." This doesn't have any punctuation or anything.
So they're not a very good...
So I texted him a few hours later. I'm like, "Hey, man, you got the wrong number." He's like, "Just letting you know, Mr. Kong." And I'm like, "I have a daughter."
You should have just been like, I am a boy.
I am an 18-year-old man.
I'm trying.
No!
Hold on,
Lauren!
I want to show you some of my best texts.
No. Because you're going to text. No, you just.
Come on, man!
No, I don't trust you. We need to wait until he responds.
He's not gonna.
Yeah, he is. We'll get a text from him that says, "Hey, Top Gun."
I'm really uncomfortable in this situation.
Let's see. Where else is a funny?
Hello? Who has entered the domain?
Hi, Blake.
Is still recording?
Yeah. Yes. "Hi, Blake. This is Susan from Place You Work. I heard you might want to pick up a shift. If so, is there any chance you're available Monday, September 16th from 10 to 3 for me? I would be very grateful if you could." Of course. Yes. Yes. Thank you. No problem. This is...
Oh my gosh.
This is... I don't answer people if they text me.
Do you notice that? In general.
No, like, I just don't...
We gotta...
Of course is one of my best responses.
Sorry to cut this short, but this is... But I gotta go buy dinner for my family.
Let's get dinner.
Okay. Are you eating with us?
No.
Okay.
I don't plan on it.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, good morrow and good night, everyone. Have a great, I don't know. Find us on Instagram at thedysfunctionalpodtm. And email or call us. Have a good night.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Samhain.